Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here. I want to talk to you about our latest roundtable where we're talking about what I call selling once, twice, three times, which is nonsense, really. We should only be selling once every year to re-engage a client. But the history of the industry has been more around selling around, here's your plan, and then here's the implementation piece, and then lastly, here's the ongoing piece, which is a callback, I think, to the old days. Anyway, this session is about changing that to only engaging and selling the value and the worth once. And importantly, placing the worth where it should be on, which isn't on certain parts of a transaction, but more on something much bigger and much more important. Check it out. So this whole selling once, twice, three times, you know, it's sort of like how much. And this whole context about how do we come about this whole selling the plan, selling the implementation and selling the ongoing. This essence, because I think it's in some ways transition of the industry from where the industry has been to where it's going. I don't think it works, basically, and I think it needs to change. I think it needs to adapt, but I also understand a lot. It's what the clients have been educated upon, and so it's really key and core, I think, to get some of our conversations going, our thinking going around this concept of selling the implementation, selling the plan, and selling the ongoing in a different world we're heading into, where it's all based upon slightly different things. But I'm sure that most participants on this call are already doing those slightly different things. So let's come back to this how much, you know, for the plan, for the implementation, and then for the plan, implementation, and ongoing. And why have we got to this stage, and how do we actually handle it? And how are you all handling this approach? Because it is quite evident. I think the obvious fundamental assumption is we're doing this. If you're listening to this, if you're coming along to these sessions regularly, you're onto this, I believe, this path where the cure of the part shouldn't be attempted without the treatment of the whole. And so we aren't talking about incidental one-off advice. We're talking about treating the whole of the client. We're talking about playing as a principal advisor. And that's a really important context, because I imagine you do have some clients that you're not doing Plato's purpose. You're not treating the whole. You actually are just there for the part, and you're quite happy with that relationship. That's fine. That's not what we're talking about. That's not the relationship which I'm talking about. I'm talking about the relationships where we're delivering this, where the cure of the part should not be attempted without the treatment of the whole. And because I think, as I said to you, or you may have read in the note, because it sounds a lot like IKEA to me, where we're selling the instruction sheet, we're selling the product, and we're also selling the assembly.
I suppose initially it was like that because companies valued ongoing more than the initial strategy, putting it together. And then from our business point of view, we moved to actually valuing the putting the plan in place. So being a strategic company, we do have that now value of putting the plan in place. And then the ongoing, while is just as important, it's an easier sell to then go from, we're going to put this magnificent plan in place, and then once we've put it in place, we're going to charge you an ongoing fee to make sure that it works for you.
I guess the context then is that you do get stuck in this, what is your worth, and how are we educating our clients what our worth is on? Because is the worth in the plan, or is the worth in the implementation, or is the worth in the ongoing, or is the worth the whole piece? But putting this expectation in minds, particularly first year, we're doing all this planning and we're doing all this implementation, and then next year, because it's based upon what we're doing as compared to maybe why we're working together, the client could have a different understanding of what the worth and the value of that is relative to first year.
I think it's been born out of a legacy situation where effectively the ongoing work subsidized the upfront work, but it didn't really recognize the work that went in to the relationship at the start or in that initial period. Mm-hmm. And I think certainly a long while ago, gone are the days where you can hope that a client will engage you ongoing to effectively recoup your expenses that you might have incurred 12 months, 2 years or longer ago. And I just don't think that makes any sense, probably for a long time, realistically. And I think when you explain to clients in a project sense that their support required to achieve their outcomes might change year on year, meaning it could go up or it could go down, but it certainly doesn't have to remain static. Most clients actually respect and understand that.
But in terms of us building a business that makes money every single year, we don't want to drop the client relationship after a year. But I would also say that if we're pricing on the plan, if we're pricing on the implementation, that in itself is in big danger of becoming like tax returns, for instance, which are getting more and more commoditized.
Clients have certainly been taught and indoctrinated to expect an initial fee or an SOA fee, and then an ongoing fee, and it just comes back. I think it probably where it started was when you had the entry fees, an entry fee and you get a training commission.
Yep, yep.
And the entry fee just became the SOA fee.
Yep.
So certainly it's what clients expect, and it's even now talking to new clients, you really need to sort of say to them, look, this isn't a statement of advice fee. This is just the fee that we're charging you in month one.
Yep.
We're working towards a 12 months or a 1 year proposal to get everything in order, and a statement of advice may be included in that. I think certainly yes, there is value in the SOA on its own.
For the client?
Yes, if they implement it. It's like getting a fitness plan or buying the latest diet fad book.
Yeah.
If it sits on the shelf, it's not going to do any good. If you read it and go through the steps and implement it and you're diligent about it, then it's going to have an effect.
So it's not like an architectural plan where I need a builder to put the architect. So the architectural plan is a plan priced in itself, but it assumes there's a builder. All I'm trying to get at, going forward, do you think clients are going to pay for a fantastic plan unless there's also an implementation attached?
Look, potentially. Yeah, look, I mean, all the people we deal with, they're very intelligent. They're more than able to, roll over the superannuation by themselves or apply for insurance by themselves and manage their cash flow and use online budgeting tools if that's what we're recommending they do.
We only treat the SOA as a compliance document. The magic is in the framework that we build, the understanding their needs, understanding mm-hmm. their goals, what's important to them, what will take planning advice in the next 12 months. Yep. We still keep a view of the longer term, but it's a real contract. And the SOA, I don't know if this is right or wrong, that used to be the sales document, but now it's just a compliance document because the advice path or the whiteboard or whatever thing you're using is where the magic actually happens. And that's why people will re-engage in year 2 and 3 and 4, because they still, I know it's a silly old saying, but people don't care how much you know, which is what an SOA will tell them, until they know how much you care, which is what your actions and your drilling down and probing will actually do for people. Unless I'm missing something, that's the way I think the industry is now going. And it is just a legacy. We used to pay 3% upfront and 0.5% ongoing back in the commission days and so on. That's just not sustainable. And as someone said before, people are smart. They won't cop that anymore either. Why should they? They can do it all themselves.
But really the plan per se is in the hands of an advisor, absolutely crucial. But we've still got this educating a client away from there's a plan and there's an implementation and there's an ongoing, because that's what they're used to. They're used to buying on fees, or they're used to buying on returns, or they're used to buying on product. And we see all these ads all the time talking about how much our products are cheaper and it's in your best interests, but it's really just talking about the product. How do we re-educate the client that it's not about a plan, it's not about implementation. In fact, it's about a relationship, which is, I think, as Dave was saying, is where the magic occurs.
I think you can have the best plan in the world, and if the clients take it away and don't implement it correctly, or don't get the right guidance, or don't avoid pitfalls, or overspend, underspend, then that plan is only as good as the paper it's on, without the guidance and the help and the professional advice that comes along with that engagement, whilst the client sees value in that engagement with you as an advisor.
Yeah, and there's no question we need the SOA, but I think the pricing of an SOA and the pricing of implementation is fundamentally coming back to this concept. Are we talking about putting clients into products? Because we understand that bit. If we're putting clients into a product, then, and if they're there for the product, I need to make a product choice. This stuff is about product choice, all those ads. Or if we're putting people on the paths. Because we would say that the Plato principle, in the education approach, is that yes, we'll give you the best possible products. It'll be as sharp as possible, have no conflicts attached, but more important to achieve things. And this is why there's the whole concept of having an SOA and whole concept about implementation, the whole concept about ongoing, is simply just we want to put people onto a path because we think the path represents your best interests. And the idea of the path is fundamentally a couple of things. It's because we place worth, and I don't think, for me, this is the whole basis of it. Worth is not based upon an SOA. It's not based upon implementation. It's not even based upon ongoing. And the problem, though, of having a price attached to an SOA or price attached to an implementation is we're putting our worth on that effort. That's an input. And we want to be pricing on outputs, not inputs. And worth for us is more about this. We want to always be increasing their progress that they're making and always be decreasing their complexity that they're facing. And in some ways, this increasing progress, decreasing complexity, that's worth, that's where the price is, and that's where the value is. All the same thing comes back to this. And our ability to get that across to a client, we think, is crucial to getting off. Here's the plan, here's the implementation, here's the ongoing.
The difficult thing we have is all in our mind as to how much we can actually get the client to understand to pay for a 12-month in that initial. And that's what it's all about. And it's being able to articulate our value as opposed to articulating our value for an amazing strategy and then doing it again.
Because I really don't care about strategy unless it relates back to how it shows me in detail my progress or shows me my minimization of my complexity.
Yeah.
Your strategy is a means to an end. Your implementation is a means to an end. And so it by itself is not nearly as valuable as tell me in detail how I progress or tell me in detail how that minimizes issues I'm facing.
The SOA is really only there for the product side, but it's the path. It's the things that people value the most that we used to give away for free. Right. We used to charge on the product and give away all the things that they value the most.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to work out how to charge for the things that people actually value because they're increasing their progress and decreasing their complexity. And the product should be the commodity that comes along with it and it should be the cheapest part.
We've struggled with that as well to the point where, look, truth be known is we do often just get the client to commit to doing some kind of strategic plan. And then we use that process to say, when we put together that plan, then we use that time at the end of that meeting to explain in detail about what an ongoing relationship would look like with us and the likely costs. Because it's hard when you've got clients referred to you. It's hard. It's like saying, well, Gordon, I don't know you from a bar of soap. You're asking me to commit to 20 grand a year. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
It's core for us, this ability to articulate to a client what is progress and what is complexity. And I take your point, Gordon, and I take everyone's points, but I think that's really what is fundamentally trying to nail in that first couple of meetings, as we put it, what is progress and why does it make sense for us to write a check for the next 12 months? And less around implementation, less around the plan, and more around this is the path we're going to put you on. Because we would say that this worth, putting our worth around path, putting our worth on a path and having a path that says, it's 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 4,000, whatever the fee is. That's what we're trying to methodically develop amongst our firm without being dependent on a principal. And if we're having difficulty with that, then let's help you get that through because that's fundamental and core to certainty advice. There you go. What do you think? Well, I think obviously from this, the SOA per se, that's selling the plan, well, that's a compliance piece. And really its heritage is more for the people that are driving the plan, which is the advisors. And there's not very little worth for the, unless as Katie said, there's a really small fraction of clients that like buying the plan, but they're a small fraction, not the majority of who we're looking after. The implementation piece without the plan is, it's sort of like a builder without a plan. It just won't work. It's sort of just some sort of hotchy-potch approach. So it's necessary to have an implementation, but is it sold separately? And so the ultimate objective of this session was to identify what we think is the future of worth is what the client is progressing towards or what the client is now managing better. So this maximizing progress, minimizing their complexities. And yes, the industry has come from a different environment where it's all these product price points when I actually do the plan for the product, when I actually have an implementation around a product, and then when I manage ongoing product. But as we find in certainty advice, there may not be any product involved at all. And the product is inconsequential to the progress that people are making. as this broader sense. And so we believe getting the client away from thinking on plan price or implementation price or even ongoing price is more around what's the worth of our relationship, the confidence, the direction, the steps that we're helping you on to achieve greater progress and minimize the issues that you're finding difficult in your financial life. I hope it's been beneficial to give you those frameworks. As we say in each of these sessions, it's not about the implementation, it's about the ongoing development of your own confidence using some of the thinking and the theories around this implementation. Love to get your feedback. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.